Hi, everyone, and welcome back to First Year Occupational Therapy with Jessie. I can't even believe that I am coming to the end of my first semester here at the University of Scranton. Thank you all for joining me through my journey as a first year, first semester occupational therapy student. So much has changed since the beginning of the semester. Coming in, I knew occupational therapy was a profession centered around helping others, but honestly, I had no idea how much more there is to it. I've learned how wide the scope of OT truly is. There is a limitless number of fields to work in, and I know that I'm never going to get bored being an occupational therapist. My understanding of what OT is all about has definitely grown over the past few months. I think what stuck out to me the most is that I hadn't previously known was the ethical aspect of the profession. Never before had I considered that OT is so heavily involved in social justice. This has significantly increased my enthusiasm and drive for my future as an OT, and I'm so eager to be a part of a community that is so passionate about fighting for the rights of people who need it most. I also found myself interested in the cultural consideration in occupational therapy. Coming from a town that has very little diversity, this thought has honestly never crossed my mind. Learning that therapists must get out of their own comfort zones to accommodate for their clients excites me because I hope in my future as an adult, I get to be exposed to more cultures and backgrounds. Some of the practice dilemmas from the textbook were actually frustrating to me. Specifically in chapter 19, on practice dilemma 19-2, there was a situation where the therapist felt uncomfortable because he was treating a client that was in a lesbian relationship. From a young age, I have always been taught and encouraged to be respectful, understanding, and accepting to all people. This dilemma showed me that to be an occupational therapist, you have to be a person who is more than willing to help all different types of people, no matter what their background is. I'm sure there are times where therapists get uncomfortable, but it is our job to put aside our own bias for the benefit of our client. Not only is it important to put bias aside, but it is also imperative to recognize your own bias and ask yourself why you're feeling that judgment. As I'm growing and maturing, I hope to recognize my own bias and leave that behind me. So what is occupational therapy? Occupational therapy is the rehabilitation for people to regain or enhance their meaningful occupations of daily life. It is more than just helping a person get over an injury. This profession works closely with the client to find ways to make themselves lead a more fulfilled life. I hope you guys learned something from my first semester as an occupational therapy student, and thank you so much for listening. Now I'm going to introduce you guys to one of my peers, Aileen Kohlbrenner, to get her thoughts and opinions. Aileen, do you have any thoughts on my final reflection of the year? Do you agree or disagree with anything that I said?
Yeah, I really resonate with what you said, Jessie. I have no clue how much this profession pushes you out of your comfort zone, and we learned so much about realizing that it's normal to have biases, but it's also so important to address them in the right way. I'm so excited to be involved in a community that demands social change in order to provide better care for our future clients.
That's really great to hear, Aileen, and I'm so glad we're on the same page. What are you most excited about going forward?
I'm also excited to start getting hands-on experience in occupational therapy and putting what I learn into practice, which sadly I know might not happen right away due to COVID restrictions, but I'm also really excited to get to know more of my classmates in the OT field and get to learn through them through collaboration as well.
Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts, Aileen. I hope you enjoyed being on the podcast.
I did. Thanks for having me.